humans been controlled since the day that they were civilized. The truth has been so heavily politicized. If you don't know who's controlling you and killing all the little guys, find out who you're not allowed to criticize. Black folks who were never ever actual slaves, fighting with white folks who ain't actual Nazis, controlled by rich folks who use the news to make hate, while elite folks control all the political parties. It's a big lie, trying to make you pick sides, trying to make you burn the cities down and kill each other, they got sick minds. Big lies, deep on the police so that there's big crime, to take away our freedom, to restore order they let die. Play with people, turn men into women, make the counterculture mainstream to mix up the system, change the pronouns, if gender is a spectrum so is privilege. I know poor white folks and black celebrities with millions. They starve you with a lack of information and only give you facts through a branded corporation. Distort your worldview with an algorithm that changes based on propaganda curated for your engagement. We can't be free, can't have no peace till we're on the same team, but y'all are sheep. The screen's just part of the machine.
Y'all are sheep.
What do y'all believe?
Oh my sheep.
Nothing's what it seems.
It's Lucy and Jeff going for walks and talks. Talk about banksters and Bitcoin and the apocalypse and stuff. It's Lucy and Jeff and tacos and kisses.
How you doing today, Lucy? Well, pretty good, just going for a walk here at the Dog Bear Park. What do you think of Satan Claus's fourth industrial revolution, Lucy? Now you got a leaf there on your head. Oh yeah, that happens, that happens. Well, Satan Claus, same as with Greta.
How dare you?
They could both pound tacos. Yeah, I agree, Lucy. They can both go pound tacos. Man, it is super busy today. There's people and dogs everywhere. It's Saturday afternoon, and it's a busy area of Mexico City. One of the biggest cities on Earth, actually. They actually have no idea how many people live here. That's quite typical of Mexico. You know, a lot of things that people don't notice or realize is people might say, like, I live in the U.S., it's the land of the free. And it's got a population of exactly 368 million people. GDP, because the government tracks every single thing that everyone does, of $13.9 trillion last year. And then you come to Mexico, it's like, how many people live in Mexico City? No idea. How much do they make? I don't know. No one pays taxes or reports anything to the government. Yeah, that's how we do it around here. We Aztecs around here. We don't listen to no government. But yeah, I think they think there's like 30 million plus in Mexico City. It's a huge city. It's actually, for a city of this size, it's pretty nice, actually. Like, a lot of people have this impression, because of Hollyweird, of course, with, Burning Man. It's like, turn it all yellow. Look, there's people all over. They're going to kill you.
Businessman, ¿por qué tengo que hacer negocio con un hombre que me falta respeto, tratando de negocios bajo mis narices, sin pedirme permiso a mí, y que me manipula para hacer esta reunión en frente de mis hombres? ¿Para qué te quiero?
You know, a lot of the cartel stuff they say, a bunch of the really bad stuff you see is usually CIA-backed cartel stuff. It's the same as everything. And we're going to be talking a lot about how the World Economic Forum is trying to take over everything. And like I've said before, I don't know how well they'll be able to do it in Mexico. really, the government doesn't have much control of anything here. It's just totally pretty anarchic, really. It's like, just do whatever you want. No one calls the cops. You would never call the cops in Mexico. I've never heard of anyone ever doing that.
This is what happens when you call the cops. Say what? This is what happens when you call the cops. Come on. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
But before we get into all that, a little update on the Alex Jones situation. In the last video, we talked about how they're trying to sue him for like $1 billion.
$1 million.
No, not $1 million, $1 billion. It's amazing how people don't see how much there's like already massive hyperinflation. Like, I remember when the rapper Chamillionaire was a popular rapper and had a cool name, because like, wow, he's a millionaire.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty. My music's so loud, I'm swinging, they hoping that they gonna catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
And now if you like met a girl at a bar, unless you're in like a really poor place, and you go, I'm a millionaire. It's like, yeah, wow. like, you know, I know there's a lot of people watching this who aren't millionaires. They're like, you're making us feel bad, Jeff, that like even a millionaire is like broke. But it's kind of true because of the inflation and hyperinflation. Like, I remember when I was young, if you were a millionaire in the 1970s, 1980s, you were rich. Now, you can afford this house.
Now I'm a rich bitch. Rich bitch. I'm a rich bitch. I'm a fucking rich bitch.
So it was already ridiculous that they were like, let's sue Alex Jones. And by the way, they're suing him for lying about what happened like 10 years ago at Sandy Hoax. And a lot of it wasn't lying. I actually haven't paid attention to anything he said on it for like years and years. But even I knew at the time, like there was that Robbie Parker guy. Here was him, his kid had just been shot and killed that day, by the way, about to go on the mainstream media.
And they're getting ready to make, to come to the microphone, so we'll listen to it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. If my kid just got shot and killed that day, I definitely wouldn't be like, Hey, oh, the camera's on? And then he totally changed.
So my name's Robbie Parker. My family is one of the families that lost a child yesterday in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings here in Connecticut.
And even the crying there looked totally fake. And you know what? At the trial where he was awarded like $50 million from Alex Jones, he was crying and actually looked more real, but it also still looked fake.
Ladies and gentlemen, the jury, please listen to your verdict as it has been accepted and recorded.
Do you need a minute?
No,
all
right. Verdict. We, the jury, have reached our verdict as to damages in this case. We award damages to each plaintiff and against Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems LLC as follows. Number one, compensatory damages.
The funny part is if he thinks he's actually going to get that money. But then here's the real funny part, though. They've changed that. Sandy Hoax families seek $2.75 trillion from Alex Jones. $2.75 trillion. Last year, Elon Musk was supposedly the richest person on Earth. He's not. All these central banksters and stuff, they don't. They track and tell you what everyone else is worth, but which is pretty easy with someone like Elon Musk. You just add up the net worth of Tesla stock and stuff like that. But his net worth was like $200 trillion. It's now like $100 trillion. Tesla's stock has gone down like 50% in the last 6 months. He was worth $100 billion. They're saying they want nearly $3 trillion from Alex Jones. It's like no one even knows what these numbers mean anymore, including Joe Biden.
Over $1.2 trillion.
Yes, over $1.2 trillion.
$100 billion.
All this stuff has lost meaning now because we're basically in hyperinflation almost now. It'd be like, you know, if you were a trillionaire in Zimbabwe 10 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever it was, it'd be like, so what? All these things don't even mean anything anymore. Not that you could even understand what Joe says anyway.
Tim Ryan in Ohio said he doesn't want you there. Warnock said wouldn't say. Do you think they're making a mistake?
No, there are about 16 there I've already gone in for yet, and a lot more to ask. Another 20 or so. So I'm going to be doing it.
Seriously, was that even English? But I heard they actually have decided they're going to get a translator for Joe Biden now. And they chose Ozzy Osbourne.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
Yeah, so Alex Jones, they're going after him for $3 trillion, which is... I think that's the GDP of Canada, so about the entire amount of money every single person in Canada made this year that they're trying to get from Alex Jones. Too funny. Meanwhile, in the UK, Liz Truss lasted 45 days.
Mr. Speaker, I am a fighter and not a quitter. That I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Here was her, by the way, accepting becoming, without being selected by the, well, she was actually selected, but not elected, the Crime Minister of the UK. Yeah, she moved on up and moved on out pretty quick. I was actually going to mention in our last video because I thought it was hilarious. Someone had a live stream YouTube channel running for a few days, and it was saying, which one will last longer, this lettuce or Liz Truss? Well, the lettuce outlasted Liz Truss. Here's the British public. Lettuce. So temporarily, here is your Crime Minister of the UK. Airbnb. Perfect for short stays. Gotta hand it to Ryanair, they're pretty funny. They posted this right after they announced that she had resigned. Ryanair. Liz Truss. Priority, 2 cabin bags. Seat 10D. From London, Gatwick. To anywhere. And they posted a swift exit, Liz at midnight. And of course, no one will be electing the next crime minister, but you know who will be? Drum roll, please. Satan Klaus and the World Economic Forum. And it's probably gonna be Rishi Sunak. The UK's possible future crime minister, Rishi Sunak, is a World Economic Forum member who supports central bank digital currencies and the climate change hoax, is also the son-in-law of Narendra Murthy, the founder and chief architect of Infosys. Infosys runs the world's largest digital ID social credit system, also known as India's Aadhaar system, that is praised by none other than, drumroll please, Bill Gates. Bill Gates also founded the Biometric ID 2020 project via Microsoft, Gavi, and the Rockefeller Foundation, which is linked to the World Economic Forum, known traveler program, and along with the World Bank launched the ID4D project, partnered with the UN to bring the Aadhaar system to the rest of the world.
The challenge of climate change is clear, and it is urgent. We need to ensure a positive and fair transition to net zero and protect our environment. And we have an opportunity ahead with the UK's co-presidency with Italy of COP26 and our G7 presidency next year. We will provide leadership, working closely with governments around the world. But government cannot do this alone. The City of London is one of the world's preeminent financial centres with a long history of financing private sector innovation. And we're going to need your full weight, all your expertise and capital to swing behind this critical global effort. This sector has already done a lot. And I'm pleased we're celebrating the progress already made over the next 3 days. But as we reshape our economies for net zero, we know we need to go further.
Yeah, it's WEF Minister. Once the mother of parliaments, now a beacon of globalist policies. Net zero, digital ID, PCCS bill, online harms bill, plandemic treaty, smart cities, surveillance state, stakeholder capitalism. Yeah, should be great. Man, I would just get out of there at this point. It was already bad enough. Like, they had, like, they got so many CCTV cameras. It's like one of the most surveilled places. And now they're bringing in all this stuff. But part of the reason that Liz Truss is out so quick is because in her 45 days, she almost collapsed the British pound and bankrupted the UK government. Which, actually, they had to bail out. I don't even know how this works. The UK Treasury to bail out Bank of England's £11 billion QE losses. Like, the government of England has no money. They're always in a deficit. They steal lots of money, but then they have to borrow lots of money just to survive. And they're somehow going to lend the central bank, which can just print up money, £11 billion, because they're basically bankrupt. It makes no sense, but nothing makes any sense. Everything's basically bankrupt now. How it started, Bitcoin has pretty much failed as a currency, Bank of England Governor Carney says. Here's how it's going. The British pound is almost as unstable as Bitcoin. As I mentioned before, the treasury bills, or basically what the equivalent of treasury bills in the UK, have collapsed like more than 80% in the last few months. Bank of Japan, Japanese treasury bills, are their equivalent of those things, haven't traded in days. And even Janet Yellen has said there's a liquidity problem in the US treasury market. And now 10-year to 3-month treasury yield spread is negative. Recession confirmed. The last 8 recessions in the US were all preceded by an inversion of 10-year and 3-month treasury yields. That inversion occurred today for the first time since 2020, with the 3-month treasury bill, 4.04%, ending the day with a yield 3 basis points higher than the 10-year treasury bond. And here's the funny part. Everyone's like, they can't keep raising rates. It's at 4%. If it goes much higher, everyone, everything, all the governments, the US government, if it even goes up past 5%, basically all the money they steal from everyone, called taxes, will go just to pay interest on the debt. Almost everyone in the US is massively indebted. Everything will collapse, absolutely everything. If it even goes above 5% and everyone's panicking, 5% in historical standards is actually quite low. Here's a historic look at US 10-year yields. You think today's yield of 4.1% is high? It's just getting started. There's actually no way out from this. This is the whole reason we started the dollar vigilante. We said by the end of, we started in 2010. We said by the 2020. Oh, holy cow, Lucy, there's that bear. No, she doesn't see him. It's a good thing you don't see him. Oh, that's a different bear.
Bears.
Yeah, you didn't see him. That's good. But we started in 2010, and we said by the end of the decade, by 2020, basically there'll be no way out for the central banks and governments, because if interest rates rise, everything will collapse. And if they go down, everything will collapse because of hyperinflation. And that's exactly where we're at right now. We're on the very cusp of a total and complete collapse of everything. And I'm loving it. I'm having a great time. And Credit Suisse shorts bets soared recently. Is a layman moment on the table? Meanwhile, most people are just concerned about things like the price of gasoline, which will go up like 1,000% or higher in the next few years just because of hyperinflation.
Families are hurting. You've heard me say it before, but I get it.
I come from a family. If the price of gasoline went up at the gas station, we felt it.
But here's Joe Biden on it.
My message to the American energy companies is this. You should not be using your profits to buy back stock or for dividends. Not now. Not while a war is raging. You should be using these record-breaking profits to increase production and refining. Invest in America.
Oh, he seems nice. He kind of looks like Bruce Lee, but kind of gray color. I wonder where he's going. I wonder if he's got any tacos. Oh, what's that? That looks like a hot dog. I've never seen one like you before. You look strange, but you seem pretty nice. Makes me want to have a hot dog, though. Yeah, so Joe Biden's like, oh, the energy companies need to stop with all these high prices. It's like, you're causing it all, Joe. And then he's like, we're in the middle of a war. Really? Well, it's actually true. But he's just like coming right out and saying it. Of course, inflation continues to skyrocket everywhere, including in the U.S., even after the incredible Inflation Reduction Act, which had nothing to do with reducing inflation. And in fact, everything it did causes more massive hyperinflation.
I have seen fire, I've seen rain.
But, you know, Kamala Harris, she knows so much about economics and such a incredibly smart person. They're asking her, what's her favorite part about the $1 trillion? By the way, yeah, that was a $1 trillion bill, which is unheard of. Massive, just a massive amount of money that they're just gonna borrow and steal and destroy, which is also the same amount the Sandy Hoax people want from Alex Jones, by the way.
Total $120 million.
Yeah!
By Gerald.
Yeah!
To plaintiff David Wheeler.
And here's Killer Kamala on her favorite part of the bill.
One of the things that I'm very excited about is what we have been doing in terms of electric vehicles. And I have a particular fondness, I must tell you, for electric school buses. I love electric school buses.
So Kamala, you just basically set off hyperinflation with your Hyperinflation Reduction Act. What's your favorite part? My favorite part is, I just love electric school buses. Yeah, Rome's burning. And she's like, I just really like the electric school buses. Okay, did they cost $1 trillion? Let's go to another U.S. politician to ask her, because, you know, everyone, we're heading into hyperinflation here. Here, what does she have to say about it?
Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child.
You know, I haven't read that in any good economics books. To reduce hyperinflation, kill your own kids. I don't think that'll work though, actually. Because hyperinflation is just too much money, and killing your own kids won't actually reduce the amount of money. It'll reduce the amount of people. I guess if you get it down to zero.
Zero!
Stacey Abrams explains you can get your bills down to zero by killing yourself. Oh, that's how it works. Abortion makes inflation more gooder. We seriously live in idiocracy. I'm walking around with my dog and I know more about how money works, how central banks work, how inflation works, than any central banker, any Nobel economics laureate like Paul Krugman, and any politician.
I think we are not paying sufficient attention to the law of unintended consequences. We act sometimes like 8 years old playing soccer. Here is the ball. We are all at the ball, and we don't cover the rest of the field.
Yeah, it's total idiocracy. Meanwhile, in Britain, they've had to put anti-theft devices on butter, which now costs £7 for a small packet of butter. But don't worry, Satan Claus has it all worked out. In Israel, they're making it so you can 3D print meat now.
Your steak could soon be 3D printed. That's if you live in Europe. Israeli company Redefine Meat has struck a partnership with importer Giraldi Meats to drive European distribution of its new meat steak cuts. The startup is hoping to establish its products as an alternative to conventionally produced meat.
Oh, that looks delicious. What do you think of that, Lucy? That looks like plastic. That's garbage. Satan Claus can go pound tacos if he's trying to give me that. But don't worry either. They're going to get you off all these fiat paper currencies and get you onto central bank digital currencies. The IMF just had a CBCDCs for financial inclusion risks and rewards event.
Bo, just a quick question. When you look out at what's happening so far in this sphere, do you see any ways in which, you know, the transaction data, so helpful, are being used now or could be used or should be put into a plan? Just any specific example.
Well, I can give you one example in China because I personally experienced it, right? Those transaction data can be utilized by service providers in credit underwriting in the sense that, you know, those transaction data in terms of how many coffee I drink every day, where I buy coffee, do I use Uber every day, and what kind of working hours I have, those non-traditional data can be very useful for financial service providers to give me a credit score. And based on that credit score, the financial service provider give me a credit line.
That sounds great. They'll track every single thing you do, and if you do a few things they don't like, then they'll take away some of your money or make it so you can't buy anything. That sounds pretty good. But don't worry. They're just going to take a little bit of your privacy away to give you a little bit of security. I think you know how that works.
So I think what we just heard from Bo about credit scoring is a very good example, I think, of that different countries has to take different journeys to a new kind of world where they serve their society in the best possible way in the digital space. Other countries might kind of find this not the way to go forward. So we all have different preferences, and this preference on privacy or anonymity is tricky. A lot of people I meet, and I've spoken about this for years now, says that they don't want to have their payments kind of distributed among commerce, but they're very happy to have a lot of CCTV cameras because they find it's worth to give up a little bit of privacy to get security.
Yeah, you might want to be getting into Monero and Pirate Chain and Dero ASAP. It's going to be one of the only ways you'll be able to survive in this brave new world they're creating, which, as people in Sri Lanka have found out, which, by the way, most of the collapse in Sri Lanka was caused by the World Economic Forum basically shutting down a lot of their farms in Sri Lanka. And now, here's what you have to do in Sri Lanka to get gas. Sri Lankans now require a digital ID fuel pass with a QR code to ration their weekly amount of fuel. Yet again, a crisis that leads to the outcome of digital ID. Of course, aside from Sri Lanka, the World Economic Forum's heavily involved in places like Canada, the Netherlands, where they're trying to shut down all the farms, and of course Australia, which is like one of the worst. And now in Australia, Aussie Bank begins linking customer transactions to carbon footprint. Yeah, so the bank now watches. This is why you should never use government money. Ever. And if you get some, just convert it immediately into crypto privacy coins. But if you still use government money in Australia, first, you're an idiot. And you might be saying, well, Jeff, you know, I get paid and that. It's like, well, stop it. You're just going into your own slavery for no reason. But if you do, and if you spend, if you got like a credit card or something, they watch everything you do and they go, oh, okay, you've reached your maximum amount of carbon for this month. So you can either pay extra or you can't buy anything until next month. Sounds pretty good. They're already way ahead in China though. China has developed an app where all debtors can be tracked in real time. It's part of China's social credit system. If your score drops too low, you lose access to services. Oh yeah, that sounds pretty good. Funny thing is, if they had that in the US where they had an app where you could track and see who around you is in debt, it'd be everyone. Everyone's in debt. There's been like all kinds of stuff coming out, like people who make like, what is it, like $200,000 a year living paycheck to paycheck. We're basically into hyperinflation. And of course, a lot of the stuff they want to do, they're all trying out in China. China.
China, 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 China,
China,
China, China. I love China. China all the time. I love China.
Where they still are insane with the COVID stuff. It's beyond insane. They want zero COVIDs. They test everything. They literally swab almost everything. And they test everybody like every day with a thing that's not a test, by the way. So much so that people have to like run every morning. And it's like, you know, China, there's like a billion people. And they all have to run every morning to try to get in line to stand in the rain to see if they're sick. And then if they're sick, they get shipped off to the desert in a metal box with a head hole. But before they do that, here are their temporary isolation pods for citizens who test positive before being moved to the quarantine camps. Oh, the COVID, I can't believe it's still going on. The COVID-19!
COVID-19! COVID-19!
By the way, where's science?
They're really criticizing science because I represent science.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci. Haven't seen him in a while. Did you ever notice all serial killers kind of look the same though? Why serial killers always wear these glasses though? Well, he seems pretty nice. He's pretty big. Yeah, a little too big for me. I guess they don't get all this news in China. Like, everyone's been coming out and going, oh, you know, the COVIDs, it's basically just like the flu. Like, Moderna just came out again, and the Moderna CEO admits COVIDs is like the seasonal flu.
The current data show it is a better uptake than seasonal flu shot. And I think it's going to be like the flu, which is, again, if you're 25 years old, you need an annual booster every year if you're healthy. You might want it to protect other people. You might want it because you don't want to get sick and miss work or miss vacation or so on. But I think it's going to be very similar to flu, where the key is going to be people at high risk. People above 50 years of age, people with comorbidity, people with cancer and other conditions, you know, transplant. And that's really important to think about. And if you look at it around the world, that is 1.5 billion people. So it's a lot of people that are going to need an annual booster.
The flu, by the way, is not something you transmit. Neither is a cold. It's usually basically you're toxic with something, and everyone's toxic. Like most people bathe in rat poison called fluoride. If you ever looked at the ingredients on almost anything you buy from any grocery store, it's just full of all sorts of toxic stuff, all approved by the FDA, by the way. Then you got the chemtrails and the people lethally injecting their babies with like 50 lethal injections. And basically your body just detoxes out that stuff, and it's actually really good. You actually don't want to stop when you have a fever. It's actually a really good thing. But now the CDC has voted 15-0. Not one person had any doubts that these lethal injections that have been killing millions of people, there's actually estimates now of hundreds of millions of people dead and billions injured from the lethal injections. And I think that's probably close to right. Just looking at all the information and all the just people dying all the time now, worldwide, that it's gotta be probably, it's easily in the tens of millions, it's gotta be. And it's probably hundreds of millions. And they now wanna lethally inject all kids with it on top of the 50 other lethal injections they give them. Last week, the FDA and Crime and Death Corporation signed off on the Pfizer and Moderna bivalent COVID-19 booster shots for children as young as 5 years old. They did it without clinical trials, without data, without independent review, and without any legitimate scientific rationale. Yeah, of course, same as they always do. And we still really don't know what these lethal injections do on a long-term scale. They've only really been around for about 2 years, and already hundreds of millions of people are probably dead. So we're probably gonna see billions dead by the end of this. In the next few years, you're already seeing complete massive outbreaks of cancer everywhere. And cancer just basically means you're toxic. You basically inject yourself with poison. But we also have a lot of evidence that it destroys your immune system. And we're seeing like everybody, like I think the CDC director just got COVIDs for the fifth time. She's also been lethally injected 5 times. But you hear this all the time. You hear all these people going, well, I've gotten like 5 booster shots, but I keep getting the COVIDs. I'm always sick. Well, you're not getting the COVIDs, COVIDs doesn't exist, but you keep injecting yourself with poison and you keep getting sick and it destroys your immune system. So no matter what, you're just gonna get sicker and sicker. It's quite the scam. How much is the vaccine? It's free from your government, says Pfizer. Wow, the vaccine has replaced my naturally occurring immune system response. How much do they cost now? Pfizer to charge $110 to $130 a dose for COVID's lethal injections. Genius. They charged $30 before to governments who gave it away for free. Now that they've destroyed everyone's immune system and people think they need to keep getting these jabs, and actually they're kind of being forced to by things like the CDC saying it's all kids should be injected with it, now they're going to increase the price by like fivefold, make even more profits. And then for all the people who get all the heart attacks and stuff, but they're still alive, they're coming out with their Moderna COVID's lethal injection, mRNA lethal injection for the heart attack you got from the COVID's lethal injection. They're getting jabs to help with the side effects of the jabs. Safe and effective is not a lie. It's 2 lies. Meanwhile, barely a day goes by that someone on television doesn't just completely collapse.
Cuéntanos un poquito. Ay, cuidado. Ay, Dios mío. Algo le pasó. Ay, algo le pasó.
There was a Haitian singer who was performing, I think, outside of Haiti, which is kind of interesting because he collapsed and died on stage, of course. But here's the funny part. No one in Haiti is dying from the lethal injections because they don't have any there. But he probably needed the lethal injection to travel, to go do his concerts, and to go to places like the US. It's just incredible. how people will do these things, and they're like, well, you know, if I don't take the lethal injection, I can't go do these concerts. Like, well, don't do it then, but people just don't know. And they're all just getting killed. Well, my friends, it's time for my booster shot. Ugh. Meanwhile, down under, Australia now offering free funeral gift card to get people to not be hesitant about taking deadly experimental COVID shot. Are you a little hesitant to get your fifth lethal injection there? All your friends have been dying from it. Well, don't worry. We've got a free funeral gift card if you die. Okay, sounds good. Lucy. Watch out, Lucy. Busy today. Yeah, it's real busy. Haven't seen any bears, though. This ash is pretty good. But years ago, Jira Griffin, who's an amazing man, interviewed Yuri Bresmanov or something, who supposedly defected from Russia, from the KGB, and outlaid his whole plans on how they planned to destroy the U.S.
It's a great brainwashing process, which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it. Until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
Well, they've definitely done it. Here was a college, you know, a place of higher learning in the US, where a woman brought up a fact that on average, men are taller than women. Here's the chaos that ensued.
Let's look at differences between men and women that are explicitly anatomical and physiological. Are men taller than women on average? Does anyone take offense at that fact? Are you irritated?
There's always a standout.
So I would say you could be irritated by it. You could be irritated by the fact that women have to be the ones to gestate and lactate. You could be irritated by a lot of truths. But taking offense is a response that is rejection of reality. So men and women are different on height, they're different on muscle mass, they're different on where fat is deposited on our bodies, right? Our brains are also different. So there's
security. This is what happens. Oh, did they shut off the volume? Can you hear? Can everybody hear?
He's a piece of shit. That is not okay. Even the women in there have been brainwashed.
Should not listen to fascism. It should not be tolerated in civil society. Nazis are not welcome in civil society.
Fuck the police! Power to the people!
Then in Nashville, there was a protest against sexually mutilating children. You would think there wouldn't be that many people against it. If you think that, you'd be wrong.
Fuck you! Fuck you, you fucking white hacker! Fuck you, you ugly piece of shit! You look like you got your teeth knocked out, you fucking fascist! Nobody knows who you are and nobody cares, and you will die alone! You will die alone and you will burn in hell!
It's amazing how they knew how to destroy society so easily. They're pretty smart, these people. And you know, a lot of that is just so many people growing up without, like, a father in the house. It's very clear. And also just so many people just raising their kids in ways like I'm actually, I believe totally in unschooling. I think that's the best way for children to learn in life, is not to sit in a school, but just to learn in real life. And I'm also a huge proponent of peaceful parenting, which means you don't hit a kid if he did something, you know, like he broke something or something, right? Like that's crazy to use violence against a little kid. What does that teach the kid? But a lot of people have gone so far in the other direction of, like, no matter what the kid does, they don't even try to tell the kid it's bad. Most of them don't even have fathers. And then they turn into basically that transgender who's just, like, with a megaphone yelling at people on the street.
I want to know just what makes you think it's okay to go inside the girl's bathroom.
Because I'm transgender. I looked it up. That means I can use the girl's shitter.
You are not transgender, Eric. You don't even know what that means.
Yeah, huh? It means I live a life of torture and confusion because society sees me as a boy, but I'm really a girl.
All right. Well, if you identify yourself as a girl, you must find yourself attracted to boys. Is that right?
That's actually not true. I can be transgender without it having anything to do with the gender I'm attracted to. Check the state bylaws.
All right, listen, Eric.
Erica.
Listen, Eric. You must know why we can't have you in the girls' bathroom.
All I know is I'm transgender, and you can't make me go to the bathroom with the cisgenders.
With the what?
Cisgender. It's the politically correct name for people who aren't transgender. If you identify with the sex you were born with, then you're cis.
But then cisgender is just normal.
Saying normal is extremely offensive to people who aren't in that group. Trust me, you don't want this hot potato. Just let him use the girls' room.
But this isn't a hurting, confused child we're talking about. This is Eric Cartman.
Nobody else is gonna know that. You better just give him what he wants.
So Eric Cartman just has us in some kind of bathroom checkmate?
Actually, it's more like a royal flush.
You know what I've noticed too, is like no one punches these people in the face, and I mean punch them hard in the face. And that's why they keep doing a lot of this stuff. Like when those people, it was like a bunch of fat women robbed a chicken restaurant and robbed people of chicken. There was guys who just put their hands up and let these women steal their chicken. It's like, I might not have hit them because, you know, I don't really like hitting women and, you know, I don't need my $5 worth of chicken that bad. But it just goes to show, like, how society in general has gotten so weird. You never actually see anyone really, you know, sort of fighting back against this stuff. Like, almost everyone just goes into, like, call the cops or something, right? Not here in Mexico. Right, Lucy? Oh, no, you got a problem around here. You call your Chihuahua cartel friend, and then someone ends up floating in the ocean.
No soy traficante, pero festejo lo grande con amigos, jalo un buen bandol.
But it's all been part of a long-term plan over like 100 years to destroy society. And a big part of that, too, is the whole feminist thing, which was started by the Rockefellers.
Well, one of the things they told me was that he was at the house one night, and we were talking, and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I had pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh. He said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
And don't get me wrong, I have a daughter, I love her. If she wants to be, she was actually an MMA fighter when she was 8 years old, by the way. It's because she wanted to. I'm like, whatever you want to do. Now she's a lot more feminine, and that's fine, whatever she wants. She says she wants to be a veterinarian because she loves animals. Great, if that's what you want to do, great. So I'm not against women being strong, like MMA fighters. My daughter was one at 8 years old. Like, talk about tough. And, or working, if you want to work. But I don't think it's actually that good for most women to do that. And that's what we're saying. All these little bob haircut women with pink hair now, who hate men because they're unattractive and they don't act feminine, so men aren't attracted to them. And most of them are trying to find happiness in, like, their careers. They're trying to kill their babies so they can have their careers. And they're totally unhappy because a career sucks. I don't know why anyone would want one. I don't have a career. Do you have a career, Lucy? Well, I guess if you call going for my walks and eating tacos a career, and, you know, talking to other dogs and stuff, I guess I do. You do pay me in tacos for this, so yeah, it's kind of like a job, but, you know, I really enjoy this job. I'd do it even, well, if you didn't pay me in tacos, I'd probably find someone who did, really. So yeah, this is my job. But it's basically like this. How did we convince people this is true? Backwards and oppressive? A woman raising her child on a farm growing their own food? Progressive and empowering? Sitting under fluorescent lights in your cubicle from 9 to 5, paying your taxes? But what can you really do at this point? For me, Mexico's just totally not like that. It's totally normal for a woman just to be a mother in Mexico, to be feminine. In Mexico, if you see a fat guy, you go, hey, gordo. If you see a skinny guy, you go, hey, flaco. If you see a black guy, you go, hey, negro. They call me güero, which means light-skinned guy. You just call people what they are. It's actually a lot better. But, like I've been saying, I'm just... It's a big 3D video game, basically. And I had a guy write me recently. He's like, Jeff, it's not. You gotta, like, believe in Jesus or you're gonna burn forever. It's like, well, that's all part of the video game. I think, Lucy, there's two of them now. Two bears? You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Not bears.
Let's get out of here. Let's walk this way. There's two bears now. What was I talking about? I don't even remember. Oh, it's all a video game, right? And people can go, wait, don't believe in God, Jeff? Well, the God is the creator of this video game. And by video game, I mean, like, that's a way of explaining what it is, right? It's like Grand Theft Auto, but like super good graphics. And like the virtual reality is so real, it feels real. And that's why a lot of people get very scared in this video game. Like, I'm never scared. Are you ever scared, Lucy? Well, there's bear, like, I'm not scared, but I'm not gonna go get eaten by them on purpose. No, that's just common sense, Lucy. That's cool. But, you know, someone might ask you, are you scared of the COVIDs? Global warming? Domestic terrorism? And nuclear war? Me? Fake. And it's true, it's all fake. COVID doesn't exist. Global warming doesn't exist. Domestic terrorism from people who love freedom doesn't really exist. Oh man, those are huge. Good thing it's not too hot. Yeah, I'm getting out of here. I'll see you back at the taco restaurant. I'm not going near those things.
Nightmares.
Yeah, not even nuclear war is probably real, although, like, it was totally fake in the 1940s. That was total BS. Everything's BS. Cold War, BS. They didn't drop nuclear bombs on Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Remember they say that these nuclear bombs have like half-lives of like a half billion years and it's so high radiation no one can live there? Well, here's Hiroshima and Nagasaki now.
You see a working tram system. You see tall skyscrapers all around you. You see people going to work, you see restaurants. You know, in under 100 years, this place has turned from literal rubble into a living and breathing city that is, you know, it's vibrant, it's exciting, it's friendly.
Yeah, everyone's totally fine. It was just a firebomb by the US terrorist organization, killing hundreds of thousands of people. No one really talks about that. They do it all the time. But it's been like 80 years since then. I'm sure they have some massive new technologies. They probably can do major, major things. That's probably what the whole space force is all about, which of course Donald Trump brought in. And by the way, Donald Trump even just recently said again how proud he is to get out the lethal injections in record time.
President Biden yesterday also acknowledged the Trump administration's efforts in developing the COVID vaccines.
Let me be clear. Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine. And thanks to my administration and the hard work of Americans, we led a rollout that made America among the world leaders in getting shots in arms.
Former President Trump responded to President Biden's comments yesterday, saying he is very appreciative and surprised to have been thanked in a preview clip released of an interview that will air Sunday, Trump told Fox News.
Yeah, but am I scared of, like, nuclear war and destroying the whole world? No. Like, it's nothing I can do anyway, if that's going to happen. I just, whatever happens in this video game, I accept. And mostly just enjoy it. And that's really one of the best ways to be. And part of that is, like, today I meditated for 3 hours. that affects a lot on your perspective on a lot of stuff. And I know a lot of people might think, well, Jeff, this is getting pretty crazy, you know, like, gotta be scared at some point, right? It's like, well, maybe, I guess. Like, I'm totally open to it. But, you know, I think this video game is made for you personally to just be as enjoyable as possible and as scary as possible too, right? That's part of the video game. So even if there's scary stuff, I'll be like, oh, this is the scary part. And just enjoy it. And if I'm in the FEMA camps or whatever, you know, I'm sure I'll do all kinds of underground transactions. I'll find a way out of there just for fun. and if I don't, I don't. I'll just meditate all day. Man, it's busy today. Dangerous. Mexico City. Oh, so cute. Everyone's got their dogs out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
But in one way, have you ever wondered what you would do in the face of historic evil? The answer is at hand. Good luck on the test. Courage to us all. And yeah, I'm actually quite happy that this is all happening. I was really bored before. I think that was a big reason why I drank a lot. I was like, when are we gonna have the apocalypse? I was like waiting for it. But when I thought about it back then, I thought it'd be like super scary and I'd be like, you know, it'd be, you know, I'd have to fight this thing and, you know, it'd be really intense. And so far, it's just been awesome. It's been hilarious and awesome. But, you know, if something happens, so, you know, if like 10 CIA guys jump out right now and grab me, I'll have to deal with it. But, you know, it's just part of the game. And it'd suck a little bit if they, you know, took me to Guantanamo and tortured me. That would definitely suck. Absolutely. But, you know, be over soon enough and let's move on to whatever the next part of the video game is. But I don't even think that'll happen, because I think you actually create this whole world with your mind. And so I have to apologize if I created all this stuff. Hopefully it's not all me. Hopefully, But, you know, we are all just basically one consciousness, all creating this video game. So really, just mostly enjoy it. And, but also do, like, this is a most people needed to change anyway. And I've changed a ton, like I've said, and I'm gonna probably change a lot more. And in many ways, this is just, Lucy, there's a lot of people here, Lucy. In many ways, this is all just the universe or the creator of the video game pushing you to become the best you can. And that's really what's happening with me. Like, I'm planning on, I don't know what's going on here. It's so busy. It's like people lining up to look at this car or something. Oh man, it's real busy. But I forget what I was talking about. Man, it's busy here. I don't know what's going on. Oh yeah, but how I'm if I do what I think I'm going to do, I'm going to become 100 times better than I was 5 years ago in the next couple years. Like, I'm planning on doing so much physical kind of, like, crazy physical stuff. I basically want to become like Bruce Lee in the next few years. I'm in my 50s, but that's not a big deal. And become basically like a kung fu sort of a, like, super, like, meditate and be in total control of your mind, which I think in many ways Bruce Lee was.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
And so in many ways, that's what this is pushing me to do. Grow all my own food, all super healthy. And man, you don't realize how unhealthy all that stuff is. It's incredibly unhealthy. Like, I didn't even realize about farmed salmon. Like, that's where most salmon comes from now. It's like, it's so bad for you. Whereas wild salmon is one of the, like, the most healthy things that you can eat. So almost everything that most people are eating is garbage. And so I'm just gonna change all that. I think a lot of people need to do that. And we're gonna be talking all about this at Anarchapoco. Got so many people to announce soon. I'm really excited about a bunch of them. About growing your own food and self-sustainability and all kinds of stuff like that. And so, you know, just sort of enjoy it. And if the universe is making you change, just change. And, you know, a lot of people I've seen that are kind of like still very angry and frustrated and quite out of shape and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, well, I'm so depressed because I'm so angry. Well, you haven't accepted that you need to change. And once you do, and it takes a while, and it's not easy, but once you do, it's so much better. And I think that's the only way you're going to get to the past the apocalypse too. Because most people are going to get killed because they're not going to be able to handle it. Maybe physically, maybe they won't be able to run for miles in the woods away from like government drones and stuff. Or mentally, we're going to see stuff that most people will not be able to handle. But if you're meditating and you're in the right frame of mind, then I don't know what this is. It's like a bean. I don't know if people are taking photos, but I don't know what's going on. But anyway, if you want to get into this stuff, Anarchapoco is coming up in, let's go down here, Lucy. It's a lot quieter. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a lot better. I don't see any bears on this street either. It's dangerous out here in Mexico City. Got like 200 pound bears on every corner.
Bears.
Yeah, come on down to Anarchapoco. I would suggest you get your tickets quick. They've officially gone on sale now. I was way like wrong. Like they didn't have it on sale for like the last 3 weeks, like I said they did. Apparently they offered it to people who came last year. So already a lot of the tickets are already sold because everyone that came last year, it's probably coming back because it was awesome. And this year's going to be so much even better. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait to start telling people what's going to all be happening. It's going to be numerous floaty pools in a secret garden. It's going to be just incredible. Kids camp, all kinds of stuff. But if you want to come, you should get your ticket like as soon as possible because it's going to sell out. We can only hold about 1,000 people at the Secret Garden. And we had about 600 last year, which was the max we could hold last year. And this is the first year where people can come and there's hardly any travel restrictions so far. We'll see. But we expected to sell it pretty quick. So if you want to come, go to narcopoco.com. I think I'll leave it there. It's a lot quieter around here, Lucy. Oh yeah, it's a lot better. I can stop and smell the flowers a little bit. I don't have to have eyes in the back of my head for giant bear dogs.
Dog bears!
But yeah, it's just like what I always say. Don't worry about a thing. Don't eat the bugs. Don't listen. Don't pay your taxes. Don't listen to cops. Just go for your walks. Eat your tacos. Smell the flowers. And give your curses. Oh, Cielo, I could have used you out there. There's a whole bunch of bear dogs out there. Could have used some backup, but I made it out okay. I always do. Oh, it looks like we got some chicken tacos. I could use a bunch. Had quite the day today seeing all kinds of giant bear dogs. Yeah, if you got a few more, I'll give everyone cashews. Oh, that's real good. You like that, Cielo? I know you do. Give me a couple more and I'll give everyone cashews.
Been rotting your brain, controlling your mouth. You say lit, fleek, bet, cap. They trying to dumb you down. They endorse whatever narrative is popular to shout and use minorities in movies for diversity clout. Two sides on the spectrum, but ain't none of them honest. Took the red pill and the blue pill, spit them both in the garbage. Being woke used to mean you understood you're a target. And now it's having two good legs and never taking a step forward. If you agree, it's free speech. Disagree, it's hate speech. Erase it if it came from anywhere except the mainstream. Trump supporters labeled as the racist, but they can't be. Lincoln was Republican, and that's who ended slavery. Science been politicized, it's easy to see. A mask became a symbol of which side you believe. But you'll never cure a sickness till you cure the greed. Because the problem with our natural immunity is it's free. Society is broken, want you locked inside a cubicle. Addicted to pornography, liquor, and pharmaceuticals. Tell you that you're fat and poor and you were never beautiful. Then tweet how much they love you when they hear about your funeral. We can't be free. Can't have no peace till we're on the same team. But y'all are sheep. Blue to screen's just part of the machine. Y'all are sheep. What do y'all believe? Oh my sheep. Nothing's what it seems. If they can't convince you, they confuse you. They want you dumb and dead. They divided you by race, religion, income, and sex. Made everybody right and left. The hatred got so intense. If the other side likes oxygen, you'll put a bag on your head. And the conspiracy theories labeled as misinformation is just a terrifying truth that scares the hell out the nation. The system treating you like trash and you got rifles to aim with. Just imagine how they'll treat you when your guns get confiscated. George Orwell, 1984 was his last lecture. George called them thought police, now we call them fact checkers. Government surveillance trying to catch you, they don't ask questions. Mass incarceration equals capital for cash investors. The system isn't broke, it's working fine. Oppressive and chaotic is how it was designed. They say if we ain't doing nothing wrong, there's nothing to hide. While their agenda and intelligence completely classified. They don't teach your rights in school, you never learn them at all. Cause they're easy to remove if you don't know what they are. The only people you can rule are the criminal ones. So they force you into corners till you're breaking the law. We can't be free. Can't have no peace till we're on the same team. But